Good Friday. This is Ozarks at Large. Historic tourist destinations like Eureka Springs are losing major revenue because of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is placing businesses and low-wage workers at risk. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with Sandy Martin, chair of the Mayor's Task Force on Economic Development, as well as a member of the newly formed Arkansas Parks and Tourism Department's Pandemic Recovery Task Force.
Eureka Springs is quiet and much more serious than is typical of Eureka Springs. It's very difficult because this is so far off of our normal, especially for this time of year.
Sandy Martin says before the coronavirus pandemic took hold of Arkansas, projected tourism revenue in Eureka and the state was looking up. But now tourist destinations like Eureka are shutting down until further notice.
3 weeks ago, the mayor put in place everything he could legally to do under the law and under the governor's orders and directives. He closed city facilities. He canceled city events, concerts. Parks were closed. He issued the stay-at-home and safe distance directives. He's enforcing the restaurant and bar directives. He also identified essential businesses and asked all non-essential businesses to close. Mayor Butch Berry stands ready to do whatever he can to protect the citizens of this town.
While grocery stores, gas stations, pharmacies, public works, the post office, city services, and medical facilities are open in Eureka, restaurants, bars, hotels, motels, gift shops, art galleries, cabins, and B&Bs are shutting down during peak spring visiting season.
Many of our retailers and galleries have closed because they wanted to do the right thing. They're also putting pressure on those businesses and lodging facilities that are open to close. But there are some businesses that are open. There are lodging facilities that are open.
For example, the historic Crescent Hotel last month posted an alert to guests informing them on protective measures being taken in case they did decide to come visit. In mid-March, as the global pandemic began to aggressively spread in the U.S., states began to declare states of emergency to fight the coronavirus. And over half, including Arkansas, sought federal disaster declarations, which convey federal funding and emergency management assistance to state and local governments.
That will open up opportunities for FEMA funding. It will open up more opportunities for hospital capacity, for supplies, including ventilators, masks, different equipment, beds. The National Guard is working with the state right now to identify places to do temporary hospitals and set up healthcare camps and testing sites. It will also open up new powers for the municipalities.
And early on during the coronavirus outbreak, a testing facility was established in Eureka Springs at a clinic operated by Washington Regional Medical Center. The city hospital is also gearing up as cases emerge, as is Mercy Medical Center in eastern Carroll County in Berryville.
Eureka will probably take more drastic measures to encourage people to close or to mandate people to close, particularly if we start getting cases that are positive. We're a small community. We are highly aware of the potential of community spread, and the mayor has vowed to do everything he can to protect citizens from anything happening like that.
But as of this week, Martin says, tourists continue to come to Eureka.
We have had some tourists, and that's the concern that the mayor has in that, and we're seeing that all throughout the state. In fact, the governor addressed that the other day in his daily update, that the tourists who are coming to Arkansas are from hotspots, Louisiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas, and that's problematic, and it's very concerning. You can't turn them away at the borders, but what has been done at both the Eureka Springs local level as well as the state level is we've pulled all our advertising that is asking people to come and visit.
Sandy Martin is also director of the North Arkansas Tourism Association, one of 12 regional associations created by the State Tourism Department.
Northwest Arkansas, we cover four counties, Benton, Carroll, Washington, and Madison. Each of the 12 regions get a distribution annually from the state's 2% tourism tax that's collected. They divvy that up equally among all of the regions to help them fund, and it's a matching fund. So we get 66 cents from them for every dollar we spend in promoting the region. And then we also have membership with that. The regions are going to be very, very critical to getting our recovery and our tourism message back up. And that's primarily because the cities are going to be devastated with their local taxes. And they're going to have a lot of other priorities, staffing, for example, creative, things like that, that they need to spend their resources on. We think it's important that the regions and the state step up first and take the bulk of that funding responsibility and the messaging responsibility. And that's what we're working on right now. We meet twice a week on the phone and develop strategies and plans to help us make sure that we have a solid plan to help all of everybody in the hospitality industry get through this, but also that we can recover and recover as quickly as we possibly can.
Martin, who's also a member of the Arkansas Parks and Tourism Department's Pandemic Recovery Task Force, holds an optimistic view, saying once the pandemic eases, visitors will be eager to come by car, not by plane, to places like Eureka Springs, Hot Springs, and Jasper to vacation, to take a break this summer and fall. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.